There's no throne. There is no version of this where you come out on top.
If we can't protect the Earth, you can be damn well sure we'll avenge it.
Superhero brother, and it's time to get down. I'll be hitting in the shadow undercover at night. I'm a bad I'm doing tights. I'm your symbol of freedom, your symbol of hope, your symbol of justice for those who don't know. I'm the arms of the world, trying to true. And if you want to step well, baby, I'm coming after you.
And welcome to From the Helicarrier, your number one news source for Marvel Gaming. This is FTH the Deuce. Yeah, we made a slight little poop joke there. We did that on purpose. Somebody called us out last week. Somebody called us last week on Twitter. Was like, did you mean to do that? Because that kind of means... Yes, we did.
Yes, we did. We meant that.
So this is where we cover MAA2. I'm Epic Boss McFall. That's Golden Age Ibbit. And you want to just jump into... Do you have a headline? Because I know we have
a couple
emails.
Headlines. All right, no, because some people who did some code diving into... MAA2 have uncovered a new splash screen, which definitely is playing up to the Civil War, which we presume is going to be a Spec Ops. Seems like the most likely thing, right? Since we had the Ant-Man Spec Ops, and we know the chapters aren't going to be, Chapter 4 is going to be hard reboot. Chapter 5 they announced, all the other characters they announced. But Civil War appears to be a coming Spec Ops. And from the splash, we're seeing Sharon Carter, Agent 13, and we're seeing Falcon, I believe. So we know those two characters are soon going to be added to the game. It's kind of surprising, right, that we haven't had Falcon in the game. We've seen Falcon a lot more recently than we've seen the Guardians of the Galaxy, yet there was a big push for Guardians of the Galaxy.
In my guesstimation, I think Guardians probably overall are far more popular than Falcon. Mm-hmm. Although Anthony Mackie is making the Falcon very cool character, and of course Ant-Man. But until then, to me, he was just kind of a dry secondary Captain America until I saw the Anthony Mackie performance, and reading in the comics and those kind of things. I'm not really surprised, but I hadn't thought of it. There's so many people not in that game yet that now that you mention it, it does kind of make sense that we're missing. I mean, you go, we're missing Falcon is what I'm trying to say. I agree with
you.
But
I had not thought about it. So. We're missing Scarlet Witch. We're missing, there's a few characters that we're not seeing. Winter Soldier, for example, would be a great one to see in MAA2. So they've got a lot of, we're so spoiled when you think about it with all the stuff that we've got in regular, in Avengers Alliance 1, that sure, it's about time that we get some MAA2 character catch up. And hopefully we get a lot of the kind of A-list characters that we're talking about before they start going into the back bins and say, okay, let's pull in some Runaways or A-Bomb or Thunderbolts or things like that. Should be really cool to see how they introduce these new characters, and maybe Sharon Carter will be the reward for Civil War, or maybe it's somebody we're not even thinking about. They have been rolling out, all the Avenger or the Age of Ultron style characters. So seeing those in the splash screen, obviously it's like, all right, we're not going to get I don't think we're going to get a Civil War version of Captain America, a Civil War version of Iron Man, when we've just gotten the Age of Ultron versions. They should really call those the movie versions, shouldn't they? Well, never mind, because that closes the door for them adding it as a movie version later on. So never mind. Okay. Age of Ultron it is. You've convinced me, self.
There you go. I love anything new. You know, I realized the only reason I was disappointed in MAA1 not participating in the Women of Power movement was because we weren't going to get anything new. They've done powerful women in the game. There was no reason for them to be part of that special promotion. I'm not even sure what they could have done with that special promotion. But I realized the only disappointment I had was like, well, when there's an event, we get new stuff. I like new stuff. It is what makes me play games all the time.
And, you know, we've talked about Thor, the female version of Thor coming, and Sif and Valkyrie. One that we haven't mentioned and one that I just heard about is Mr. Hyde as a playable hero coming to MAA. And I'm guessing they're going to do that as a chapter reward. Is that going to be? Oh, you know what? That's what they said the chapter reward was going to be for 5, right?
I don't remember.
Maybe that's it. Yeah, that's probably it. So never mind that I'm probably saying more than needs to be said because I think it's already been established that that's...
Did you just violate your non-disclosure agreement?
No, I don't think I did. I think I've still got all those other secrets really close to the vest. Yeah. One character that is going to be available in about 4 days in MAA2, depending on how well you do in PvP, is Nova.
Yes.
Nova is the reward for the current PvP thing that's going on right now, season that's going on right now. I hit level S yesterday, and... So I'm just going to sit there, obviously.
Yeah, pretty much.
you can't not just sit. Once you hit S, you're stuck in S. And the bummer about that is when you get the task that says win a PvP match, that means you're playing against the top teams.
The top tier.
So it's funny. Unlike MAA1, where it's a good idea to get into the higher levels more quickly and stay there, with MAA2, you almost want to slow burn it up because... you get the daily tasks for PvP and you don't want to be, you know, up in your upper levels at that point, I think. I don't know. It's
weird, but it comes in waves. So Chris Wisdom, who is one of the hosts over at Breaking the Panel with us, and Paul Klotz also, who is one of the hosts at Breaking the Panel.
And the only one of the three of us who still plays Marvel Avengers Academy.
Yeah. They both jumped into MAA2 when it came to the U.S., so they've been asking us tips and tricks. And the biggest thing that we can tell you about PvP is it comes in waves. There will be a day when you get in and it's just getting slaughtered. And in fact, Chris Wisdom just posted yesterday, I think it was, that he goes, man, when you get to level 5, I only get to fight level 25s or higher. And apparently, I don't know what his commander level is, but it's obviously not 25 or higher. I'm not sure what his heroes are. But I just had to remind him something he had kind of discovered on his own. It's like, no, just take a break. Go focus on your characters. We can only talk about the beta and what happened there. But what happened with my experience, I think it was yours, was as you leveled up and you got into that PvP, when you hit that wall, you just stop playing PvP for a minute.
Yeah.
Or for a day even. And you go and focus on leveling those three heroes that are going to be on that PvP team. And then when you go back in tomorrow, perhaps the wave will be that you hit easier teams or lesser teams or just a different kind of RNG there so that you can get through it.
Exactly. Yep. Totally true. So, you know, again, it's something to kind of keep an eye on. It's something to watch. But I think the way to do it is to slow burn it up. And when you hit those waves, when you hit those heavy days of like where you're just getting slaughtered in PvP, just put your head down, push your way through it, focus on leveling, you know, star leveling your abilities that you're using the most, focus on star leveling your heroes, and cross your fingers, you know, and also pay attention. You know, it goes without saying, pay attention to the other PvP teams. If you see Black Widow coming up a lot and you have Black Widow, but you don't have her ISO'd the same way. And granted, you can't look at the character in MAA2 and see what ISOs they've got on it, but you can see the way she reacts in PvP. So, you know, if she comes in stealthy, boom, you know, she's got the ISOs that make her start each round stealthy. And especially with Black Widow, that's a huge benefit. So, you know, that's the way you can look at the opposing teams and figure out a good way to beat them.
Yeah, I'm 100% there.
Cool.
What else do you have, or do you want to jump into the emails?
Let's jump into emails. I got nothing else. Just all want right. to talk about Civil War and.
I know. Honestly, if they don't use Guns N' Roses or somebody's version of the Guns N' Roses song "Civil War," I'm gonna be very disappointed somewhere.
Really?
Yeah, I love it. We don't need no really? Civil War.
Really? What can I do to prepare you for that disappointment now? Because it seems like you're setting yourself up for some.
Maybe I am, but I will. I really hope that somewhere in there. Somehow it is. I don't know. It's a good song. I think.
All right. Okay.
Commander Super Stewie says, "Great first show. PvP. I love it." This I'm reading it somewhat facetiously.
Yeah.
Wrote it, but it is a positive email. And sure. This is what I've had been wishing for 3+ years. My first season, and after spending the first 2 weeks to build my team, I've attained a level 2 in current PvP. I'm so satisfied with this game. I'm sorry. I know he was complaining, rightfully so. You have your complaints, Stewie, and by all means. And we kind of hit that moment of where it's like, man, all you're writing is negative emails. So it's a little over the top, saccharine sweet. I think he's just trying to course correct. And it's making me laugh in an entertaining way, not in a stupid way.
Oh my gosh.
I hope
what you're doing is just setting up the response email again from him.
Probably. I love it. I'm saying it's entertaining, Super Stewie, but we
don't want to get into the cycle where each email is just a response to what we just said. So,
how inception can we go on that?
Exactly.
But we definitely want your real thoughts, sir. But it's fun here. Well, my favorite character at the moment is Cap. He's an all around crap kicker. And he is. So, thoughts on how
it may. He cleans his boots.
Well, Falcon, right? He's the apprentice. So thoughts on how MAA-2 will represent the cinematic universe? Could it be Winter Soldier is out and available in MAA? They may do the Civil War event here. Well, this is a great show, too. I'm sure of it. Then he gives an update. So with that, we've kind of talked about the release.
Winter Soldier is a great a great pick for who the unlockable is going to be for the Civil War. Yeah, that's brilliant. Yeah. I can totally see that.
I can't see any other way around it. I mean, Sharon Carter would be nice, sure. Scarlet Witch, sure. But he's the third linchpin in this Civil War, right?
As opposed to
the comics Civil War.
Right. He's the baby that Cap.
He's the hardball. He's Iron the hardball Man. Or speedball. What's the guy's name?
Oh, the speedball.
He's the speedball of this. He's the linchpin. Except he's more important. Because of his relationship with Cap. So I think he needs to be there. Mm-hmm. And then he gives an update before we get to the show. Oh, my stars and garters. I've achieved S rank. I don't know if you've heard the Mandela effect, but I feel like I'm in an alternate reality here. Well, I'll enjoy it until I unwittingly fall into the next incursion and PvP turns out to be a bear in that dimension. Commander Super Stewie out. So he's happy with the game now. He's thrilled. I honestly believe you mean what you said, that's the experience that we want everybody to have. And there are some frustrations, especially when you first sign into the game and then you jump in. It can be bothersome, but from Ibit and I's experience, once you put your team together, once you really get some of those hours logged in and get your level 30 characters up there and get them ISO'd right and get your commander level up, it becomes anything you want it to be after that.
Exactly. And really, if you're in that stage, in that struggling stage, go hit up mission one, chapter one, or the first chapter. Do it on easy and just barrel through those fights, because what you're going to get as you grind, you're going to get some of those icky, tiny, sliver ISOs and stuff like that, but you're going to get the red power cells, and those red power cells, you turn around, open them up. If you've got duplicates, you get 50 action points, and you turn around and just, or ability points, and you just turn around and start beefing up your abilities. It's a great way to grind, not use up energy like it's going out of style, and beef up your characters really well. So total good way to do that.
I agree. There you go.
Yes. All right. Commander Thorgan wrote in, says, first off, epic boss, please forgive my pertinence when I did not use your correct title. I wasn't kidding when I said I'm new to the Alliance, but that's still no excuse. Just please don't assign me to Rocket's cleanup crew. The destruction he leaves in his wake. Just wow. Nice. I was hoping this week for some expert advice on equipping ISO 8. You should know my best heroes are still in their teens, so I'd like some advice for leveling up as well as what to do once capped. When you're loading ISO 8, what do you focus on first? Completing a set to get a bonus, matching colors to get bonus stats, or simply using the ISO 8 with the most stars? Well, yes. I'm certain that the answer to this next question is hero-specific. You know what? Let's tackle that first, and we'll get back to his email. You said yes. So using the ISO with the most stars or what?
No, all of the above.
There's
an and or. When you get to that level, okay, you get to your level 30, you've got all your slots opened, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. I always try to color match to get the extra bonus. I always try to find the largest stars to go with that color match. Mm-hmm. But I really am focused on, at the same time, what ability do I need? You know, because the abilities really do affect it. If you put stealth on Iron Fist, it doesn't do a whole lot of good because once he starts doing his Fist of the Lotus and he's jumping out and pre-countering, mm-hmm. it goes away. So it's like, it's not really doing much for him. I'm going to change that ability. So when I change the ability, let me see if I can match the color and as many stars as I can get.
Sure. Yeah, I think for me, if I were to rank them in order, I first make sure that I'm using the right color for the box. So if it's a red box, I'm either using a red crystal or I'm using a multicolor rainbow crystal because you get a bonus that way too. Then I'm picking the highest number of stars with an eye on what abilities I need. So for example, my Electro, I've got the Start Each Wave Stealthy. So the Veiled ISO set, which is the sideways diamond, and then the Coordinated ISO set, which is the 50% chance to counterattack when an ally is attacked. So here's, you know, there's no easy way, unfortunately, to like look at your inventory and say, okay, only show me the colors I have that fit the coordinated ISO set. You know, you can say, show me all the reds I've got.
Yes.
And you can say, show me all the reds and all the yellows and all that stuff. And that's great, but I want a way to be able to say, show me all of the coordinated ISO set ones I've got. And then I can say, okay, I've got reds and yellows, but I don't have any blues. And for this character, I need to equip reds, yellows, and blues. So I'm gonna make the reds and yellows be this set, and I can play around with the other one and say, this is the blue set.
Yes.
Now, something that's really cool that you've got in MA2 that you don't have in MA1 is the ability to see immediately how it's going to affect your hero without committing to that ISO. So as you start going through and choosing the different ISO crystals in the Equip tab, without choosing the equip button, you can click on multiple ones and see how it affects your health, your attack, your defense, your speed, etc. And you can see which ones are going to lower and show the reds, which ones are going to improve and show the green numbers. And the more you do that, the more you can say, oh, all right, well, this one has 5 stars in it, it's going to affect these 5 items. This one has 2 stars, it's only going to affect these 2 items. Oh, I can also use this one, which is a rainbow colored one. And then it'll beef, you know, you can see which things it beefs up. So play around with the ISO chips. But for me, I make sure the color matches first, then I do the most stars, but I'm always thinking about which abilities I want those most stars to be. So if it's a 5-star, but it's not an ability I want for that character, then I look at the 4 stars. And obviously looking at the shards versus the fragments, mm-hmm. you know, the number of stars, you can actually get a 4-star or like a 5-star fragment that's going to be better than a 3-star shard because it beefs up more abilities. It doesn't beef them up as much, but it'll beef up those abilities.
Yeah, so the stars are how many abilities it it boosts, and right. I think the size is the number.
How much it beats those up. Yeah. Yeah. If somebody, man, you know, it'd be great is, I did a spreadsheet, and I should put it up online. I think I could put it like in Google Docs and share it, but it's of the characters I have. It tells you at least which colors each of them have in their equip tab. So you can say, all right, here's, you know, Electro is when you've got them fully at level 30, you've got 3 reds, 3 yellows, and 2 silvers. And then you can, if you have that up in front of you, you can then go into your inventory and say, all right, for reds, I've got these abilities. For yellows, I've got these abilities. It won't, you know, it saves one step in like what could be a 5 or 6 step process, but at least it, at least it saves that one step.
Yeah, well, I'm with you. And the beauty of it is you can experiment all day long for the cost of 75 silver. That's it. Per crystal, but it right. doesn't destroy, like it automatically destroys in MAA 1. So you really have to be careful about what you mm-hmm. install, make sure you really want it, because you're going to lose it after that. In this game, not the case. So if you right. go, like with Iron Fist, again, going back to what I said, I put Stealthy, I just said, let me put, I forget what ability, oh, I know what ability, 50% more damage on free attacks, because that's what that little dude was doing all the time, mm-hmm. is free attacks. Mm-hmm. So I put that set in instead and just hit replace for 75 silver. And it cost me a grand total. I think I'd do 4 for that one. So it cost me a grand total of 300 silver, which is a drop in the bucket in this game.
Yeah, it's nothing.
So you can experiment all day long and with no fail, right. no risk of failure here.
Right.
So I love that about this game.
Yep. Totally true.
Now, the chat room quickly asks, how is AOU Iron Man?
Well, hold on. Sorry. Let me finish up Thorgan's email, and then we'll get to that.
See, he loves you, Thorgan.
I do. He keeps me drunk.
I would love him too, then. That's awesome. Yes.
He actually, I do know this guy, and he actually, every year at Nerdtacular, supplies me with some homemade hooch. It's great stuff. While I'm certain that the answer to this next question is hero specific, but I'd still like to know if you have a general preference, which set bonuses to go for first, and do you have to complete the full set to get the bonus, or do you get lower chances for a partial set? Good. I'm glad you asked this, because I wondered this at the beginning when I was playing too. Yes, you have to have, if it's a four-piece set, a coordinated set, a four-piece ISO set, then yes, you need to have 4 pieces. Yep. For it to take effect. If you have 3 pieces, it doesn't do 75% of that effect. That would be cool, but yeah. No, it doesn't work like that. So you do need to have the full, you know, that number of pieces. And it is hero specific. For example, we are going to be talking in a minute about Age of Ultron Iron Man, but one of his abilities, and I wanted to pull it up here because it's interesting. Here we go. One of his abilities is the Repulsor Ray, and it offers, in its 2-star upgrade, it offers the flanking ability, which can attack protected targets. So knowing that he's got an ability that does protected targets, you're not going to want to go into his equip screen and equip the ability or the ISOs that let you attack whoever you want, which is, I think it's the... Alert lets you do stealthy characters. There we go. Yeah. Unstoppable. It's the one that looks like Wolverine's claws, 3 claws. Your attacks bypass protecting targeting restrictions. So for example, for Iron Man, I wouldn't worry about equipping that one. I might focus more on health regeneration if he's easily defeated. I might work on has the bonus of health if he's over 90%, things like that. So you may actually have to play with that character and try out some of their abilities that you already own. When you figure out which ones of those you like, then figure out the ISOs that support that the best.
Yes.
So if you're not going to use that ability that lets him target stealthy characters, well, shoot, then yeah, apply that, then apply that ISO. It's not a bad idea at all. So, there you go. Some people in the chat room say, shield, Lance Dargoon is saying shield is one of the best. Yeah, which is, it really is a 20% chance to resist debuffs. It's so such a good one if you've got it. Also, The impenetrable is the one I was talking about. 50% less damage from attacks while you're above 90% health. That's a good one to use also, by the way, with the one that regenerates health, the rejuvenating ISO set. So use the rejuvenating along with the one that resists or reduces attacks if you're above 90% health, because that health will, that the rejuvenate will keep you above 90%, and those will kind of support each other.
And there are some characters that will heal their own wounds with their wrath, their fourth attack. Yeah, their right. innate ability. It's not innate, it's the built-in ability. Mm-hmm. I think, and they may have fixed it since then if it was a glitch. I'm not sure if it was or not, but early on, the rejuvenating is key. You get into this game, the first time you open up slots, you need to get rejuvenating. It'll keep you alive more.
Totally.
Then Shield was right behind that. I did my first four slots on all three of my main characters was rejuvenating and Shield, period.
Yeah, yeah.
And Shield is at 50%, in case you're unfamiliar. You have to lose health to 50%, and then you get the Shield. Mm-hmm. But I double-stacked rejuvenating, and I saw double green numbers come up.
So oh, really? I didn't know that would work. Okay, so if you apply...
Now, but it did in the beta.
Interesting. Ooh, I'd love to know for sure, man. Now, that sounds so cool.
After the beta, here's something I just learned as well. I use a somewhat of a heal team when I play Iron Fist. My Iron Fist has one attack, and then he does the free attacks, and then he has two major heals, a group heal and an individual heal. That's what I use him for, because I use him with Wasp, who protects incessantly. So it's a good team together. But when I cycle out my other teammates, sometimes depending on what's going on, here's two things I've noticed about the back bench, your reserves, if you will. Mm-hmm. If you have a natural heal on, like Hulk, I think I have my rejuvenating ISO on him. Mm-hmm. I put him on my bench. If he's lost health, when he comes back in, he's full health.
Right.
Or close to it. They keep rejuvenating.
Every turn, they'll get another bit of healing. And you know what? Also not a bad idea. Put Iron Fist on your bench and then take out the character that is suffering the most.
Yeah.
Have him go to the bench and heal up that way. Pull an Iron Fist in his place. Heal the rest of your team with Iron Fist. Mm-hmm. Then on your next turn, trade Iron Fist back out for that character. And you can, you know, you basically can get some good team heals.
That's what I was going to say. All heroes heal on the bench. It says Lance Stargoon says heal has been nerfed and Shield has been buffed. That's cool. That is cool, because the Shield really wasn't enough when it kicked in. It was just I didn't die this time. So it's a little bit better. It did deserve it. So I wasn't sure. I want to definitely test that theory, but I thought I noticed the other day that Iron Fist, I did exactly what you said, basically. I had him on the back bench, brought him in, did the heal, and I always assumed you heal what's on the screen. But I think his group heal literally is all five characters. So even the ones on the bench get healed.
Oh, really?
I think.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
That's a theory I'm going to chase down this week, hopefully.
Love it. I love discovering new stuff like that that's possible. Like, I don't, you know, we'll find out for sure if it's the truth, but if that is, that's really cool.
Because there was somebody, let's say it's Gamora. I don't remember who I was using, but let's say Gamora went out with half health, and I brought in Iron Fist, and he stayed in for a round or two, and she does not have the heal. And so I don't know if the bench just heals, but after like two levels of where she might have healed some, but not full, when I brought her back in, she was full. I'm like, I just launched a group heal, and then I brought her in. So now I'm going to do it intentionally, let somebody get down really low, swap them out, heal, swap them back out, and see what happens. So, because that changes the battlefield if you can understand how that works. Did you, Ibit, real quick, because we got to get these emails in.
Yeah.
Did you confirm the AOU characters at a higher level have a swap in bonus? Because I thought they did. But I couldn't find it either when we were talking about it.
It totally does. And Age of Ultron Iron Man, which is the one I've been playing with, he's at level 25, so I'm leveling him up. But it's really cool. When you bring him in, boom, shield on all your characters.
And what level do you have to be to do that? Because it's not immediate. Isn't it like his passive at level 20 or something?
It must be his, it must be his, let's see here. I'll tell you.
It's his tactical. Level 20 or 30 passive, whatever that is. The fifth slot that you can't touch.
No, it's his innate ability. Iron Man gains 2 ammo and shields his team when he swaps in, delays next turn after swapping in.
But that one is that, but that's locked when you first get him, I think.
Oh, the innate is the locked one. That's right. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
So yeah, yeah. So cool. Yeah, I thought so. Like Hulk does a ground smash the second he comes in once you've leveled him up to that level.
Right. Right. That's it. Yeah. Because if you look at like Thor, I've only got up to level 10. So if we look at his abilities, yeah, his innate doesn't get unlocked to level 20. So yeah, that is it. And by the way, Thor's innate is buff action, increases ally damage when he swaps in and then delays his next turn. So all these characters like do this cool thing when you swap them in, but then they lose a turn. Or not lose a turn, but it delays their turn. Right.
But that's a very good tactical thing to do is, yeah. You know, especially that's why, that is one of the reasons why I run Blaster, the blaster effect on Electrode. I don't do it on my whole team. I know it was bugged and that is crap. I do run it on my one blaster. And there's been a few times that, yeah, an MAA1 rather, sorry, an MAA1, where he died and him dying actually at least took out two of the three teams because it had them low enough that they just happened to kill him first. And it, so that kind of thing, the swapping in is a good tactical. It's like, oh man, I can really use some shields right now. Or, oh man, you know, if I bring in Hulk and he smashes the whole team, that at least give me some more, maybe gives me the leg up that I need.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a, yeah, I like it.
Cool.
Like it. All right. Agent, or I'm sorry. This should be Commander Greg Dude. I changed the other voice. Commander Greg Dude.
Oh, right.
Right.
Yes. Right.
Cause everybody's still using Agent from MAA1 and that's fine. Commander Greg Dude here with a MAA2 question, taking into consideration how much gold we earn in the game. What that gold is used for? Is there any? Let me read that again. So I totally boffed that one up. Like,
sure. Use your words, yeah. Charles. Use your words.
I can't even use the night attack excuse if I'm drunk. taking into consideration how much gold we earn in the game and what that gold is used for, is there any reason to buy gold other than to pay a Playdom tax? Assuming the answer is no, what can or should Playdom do to make sure this game is not the next Martak? We touched on this a little bit in FTH Classic. I like that. Mm-hmm. FTH Classic, where they've done a great job of incentivizing us now in MAA1 to buy gold because it comes with great weapons. Or then they put on a great sale right after it where you know you're going to need some gold and it's worth getting. I don't know how they incentivize us here. I'm looking forward to it, but I don't know.
I'm
incentivized versus paywall, which we talked
right,
about with
exactly
with other
yeah
games. Yeah,
don't introduce some factor that we want that we're gonna want that the only way to get to it is by trying to scroll. But yeah, I'm with you. Like basically
legendary. You know, they've teased out those legendary canisters since day one in the little info screen. That I'd pay gold for that.
Yeah,
I said it quietly so they wouldn't hear me, but I would.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, because it is so easy to get gold. You get 5 a day just by doing the daily missions. And if you keep logging in every day for a month, you get, you know, who knows how much if you add it all up, 35 or 40 or something. 5, 10, and 25. I can't remember. But
you get 55 total.
Yeah.
I didn't
know
24 days. Yeah.
Right. It is easy. And I think the only way to do it is by giving us, I guess the way to do it would be giving us a set, an ISO set, that maybe we can't get otherwise. So buy, you know, spend $50 in gold, get a full set of 5-star stealth ISO or something.
Yeah.
Would be a way to do it. Cause you only get weapons in this game. So that'd be a way to do it, maybe. Or maybe get, yeah, like you said, the legendary canisters, even power cell canisters.
Yeah. So the thing is, if you're really hunting a character, and if they drop the spec ops, there are certain characters you're going to have. It's not because they require them. It's because you won't make it through without them. I did not complete Ant-Man. I didn't even dent Ant-Man spec ops when it was live because I didn't have Wasp. And that really motivated me to start farming Wasp. After doing the spec ops and seeing how they handle it, I'm like, okay, I might be more motivated to buy some gold, to buy some canisters, to keep hunting Wasp. And in the meantime, I got some good heroes, Black Widow being one of them. I got Black Widow before I got Wasp, and I started leveling the crap out of her because she's a good secondary to what Wasp does.
Yeah.
So I was like, well, I'll try her. But they do, I'm not sure how they're going to do it going forward, but in the beta going into the full launch, they did a spec ops and then it was done, right? But then you got a spec ops key when they did a full world launch. So you go back through it. I got one. I'm able to slowly go through it now. I'm trying to figure out, do you get Ant-Man because of tasks? Because you sure don't get him because you beat all three of them.
No, yeah, you get him because of tasks.
Okay, so I did that totally wrong. And it's a new world. You got to learn the new ways of doing it.
Yeah.
But I could see buying canisters for getting that character that you want. Which are gold open. They're 25 gold opens. So,
God, only if I can get, only if I could get a guaranteed character. There's definitely, I don't want to spend money to buy gold if it's just going to be hitting the roulette to get characters.
I think they I think to me they do a weighted system. I think it's built in the background because if you finish it, when you finish up Spec Ops, you get a special red canister. It's not the normal red one you get. It's a different color red. It's a different style of art. It's a Spec Ops canister. And I know that every time I've got a Spec Ops character, I open up these canisters and I usually get 10 of them because that's what you get if you get all the way to S.
Right.
At least 5 out of 10 have an ability for that character you just unlocked.
Yes.
So I think there is a weighted system that they could do that if you bought gold, that's the puzzle quest style is you spend money and do multi-opens, which I never do. But if you do that, it says a greater chance to get X character or 5-6 star, whatever X character. So you're never guaranteed it, but I think it can definitely jump your percentages up.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. It'd be nice. Cause I still have their four characters. I still need, not including Nova, still need original Black Widow, original Iron Man, and then Ultron Vision, Ultron Hawkeye. Those are the four I still need to be Pokemon. Gotta collect them all.
And you're still way ahead of me.
Yeah.
Cause I'm that slow roll of a collector. You know, I know I will get them all. So I just kind of let it come as it comes. But at some point I'm going to have to speed it up. If they drop more than one character at a time, I'm going to have to get on the ball and start collecting a little bit more. It has not been a month of release yet. Has it? Full release?
Oh, right, because we should be getting our canister for Guardians of the Galaxy.
Right, special, yeah.
I don't know. When did it go live?
I want to say this Spec Ops was already going. It was. Nova was already going, and the Spec Ops usually are 33 to 35 days. So it's not over yet. It'll be over in a few days. So I'd say we're pretty close to 30, but I don't think we've hit that yet.
Yeah, for sure. All right, last email, and we touched on this, but let's touch on it more. Oh, that sounds horrible. Commander Ramey says, greetings, agents, commanders. I want to thank you for last week's MA2 podcast. As for Age of Ultron Iron Man, he's pretty much amazing. Not as powerful as the original, but a team player like all the AOU heroes. Again, still trying to get Electro, but we'll wait. Good luck and goodbye, Agent Ramey, FTH out.
In and out, done.
So he's pretty much seeing the same thing I'm seeing with Iron Man. I haven't gotten all of his abilities yet. I'm still playing with the cheapos. I haven't won any of his super abilities yet or bought any of them. But he's fun. He's a fun character. I mean, he's got an all-enemy attack, a blast attack. He's got a ranged blast attack and a ranged energy attack as far as the freebies. He does the shields, like I say, when you bring him in. That's another thing, by the way. These AOU characters, because they have abilities when you bring them in, when you swap them in, don't put them in your initial lineup. Even if you bring them in on the very first turn, bring them in on the very first turn, but leave them on the secondary slots because that's when they give you those extra benefits, like shields, for example, for Iron Man. I need to play more with them and try out some of his other abilities. But you know what? As far as like the looks of the characters, it's a friggin' gorgeous sculpt. I mean, it's a nice looking 3D image. Unlike Age of Ultron Thor, who looks cross-eyed. I don't know if you noticed this. If I was Chris Hemsworth, I would freaking sue because he looks like dude looks like he's completely cross-eyed.
Yeah, he kind of does. That's what I know. Man, when they first launched it, everything was really tight, and they started launching more characters. Yeah. And there was an update that made things fuzzy, like somebody spilled water.
This is still one of the like the textures. They really need to work on the textures before you introduce any more characters. Fix the textures on the ones you've got, folks.
Yeah, but it's getting there. And man, every day I just go, I love this game. Mm-hmm. Same with MAA. Honestly, this has helped me get out of that rut of fix MAA1, fix MAA. You know, right, it's got me into, wow, I really appreciate MAA because I miss right now. I'll log in, I'll check in, and as we're doing the shows, I'm playing, but I'm playing through a farming chapter because I've completed everything. So I'm like, man, I really love new stuff. And then I go over to MAA2 and I have new stuff and I do play it often, but I really find that it has made me appreciate MAA1 more. So I love them both, is what I'm saying. This is Utah. We can play as many games as we want.
We can be married to as many games as we want. Polygamy.
That's awesome. So,
not polygamy, but polygamy.
Real quick question from the chat room. What about Angela and Heimdall and the Ultimate Spider-Man? Those were the first three releases from the PvP. I believe you can spin them up. And actually, no, I know for a fact you can spin them up in the regular character cask, the yellow character cask. Because I did that the other day. I won Angela back when it was on. And I opened up a character cask yesterday or the day before, and boom, there's Angela duplicate, and I got the 200, whatever it was, whatever it costs. They value a character at a certain amount. You get half of that for the purple coins. Angela, oh, she's a boss, man. Mm-hmm. I've got her suited out for my team. She's a I'm running the Women of Power team. It is Angela. It is Wasp. And then a lot of times it's Black Widow, unless it's PvP, then it's Iron Fist because I need that healing. But it's Angela, Iron Fist, and Wasp in PvP, and then Angela, Black Widow, and Wasp everywhere else for the serious stuff. So she's really good. Heimdall, I've been tooling him up to be a much like Iron Fist, a support character who can really kick some ass as well. Cool. And Ultimate Spider-Man, I haven't really played with, to be honest. I don't think I've touched him at all. I've let him kind of ride the bench some to level up. And there's a quick tip for everybody. When you're going through the heroics or through a higher level with your level 30s, put some level 2s on your bench. If you know you're going to clear it with level 30, right? Mm-hmm. You know you're not going to have to swap out. Take these know-nothing levels with you on the bench to where they get massive experience for nothing. And it helps speed up your leveling as well.
Smart. Very cool. So,
any tips for you? Any answers on your team? Who's your favorite team that you're running?
Right now, my PvP team is Angela, Electro, and Wasp. And for PvE, if I'm grinding, it's Electro, Hawkeye, and either Wasp or Angela, because I like the quick all enemies attacks. Although I am using, I'm trying out Age of Ultron, Iron Man as well, so
yeah. There's almost no wrong team, right?
Mm-hmm, right.
I mean, you can really get some stuff. But as far as spinning up these spec ops, I think they're going to be called uncommon. They're going to be weighted very lightly, so you're not going to spin them up as easy. But it is there. And somebody mentioned why can some see Saturday scouting, silver scouting, and not others? And they have confirmed on their forums it is a known bug, and they're working on it.
Right. And it's I think it has to do with what level you are. Like if you're 29 or lower, you can see it. But if you're 30, if you've hit level 30, then you can't see it. But, hey, here's your tip. And I think we've talked about, we maybe even said this on last week's show. For the character that you use as your team captain, pick someone other than Hawkeye. Pick someone usable, pick someone at a high level, because when your allies go in and have to pull in a team up from you, you'll get a lot more hits with a character that they don't have. And the benefit to that is you get silver every time. I'm at 249,000 silver right now. Just from doing that, haven't had a scouting mission, right? Since it went live.
Right.
So that's all from just collecting on ally team ups. And I think the cap is like 250,000. So I'm going to have to do some spending and buy some some ISO juice pretty soon.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. I get, you know, a good 10 to 12,000 every day mm-hmm. from people using my team. So that's really cool. My son, he was watching play. So he got a new tablet for his birthday with his birthday money. And it's one of the new Samsung Galaxy tabs. And so he could finally play this game. And I got him in, he's playing and he's having fun and he's learning. And I team him up and I give him, you know, I put his code out there. So everybody else, you know, thank you guys in the Agents Only Lounge for teaming up with him. And he appreciates that. Then he goes to the store, right? The app store. And he sees, oh, what's this Star Wars thing? And I can't remember what it was called, but the Star Wars one where it's the same game that you and I played until MAA2 mm-hmm. came out. Mm-hmm. I was like, yeah, it's the same. It's fun. It's cool. But, you know, it's not Marvel. I played it until Marvel came out. He goes, okay. And he decided to try it out. He plays that damn thing more now. It's like, damn it. You're adopted. Get out.
Nice.
So
nice.
There's lots of fun stuff out there, everybody. Cool. Any last things before we get out of here? Because it is.
That's it. No, I'm done.
All right. Well, you know what? You can email us over at fromthehelicarrier@gmail.com and get your emails on the show just like you did here. And check out the Giant Size Team Up, man. GiantSizeTeamUp.com. We have tons of great shows and we're doing amazing things with Breaking the Panel. You just don't know what you're missing. Jerry freaking Conway, man. Mm-hmm. He was on. He created The Punisher. He co-created Punisher, co-created Firestorm.
No, created Punisher, co-created Firestorm.
He made some awesome stuff happen. Because you're right. He created co-created some. He co-created
Killer Croc. Yeah.
Tim Drake. Tim.
Yeah.
I mean, he's done stuff for DC, for Marvel. And the dude sits down and he talks with us like... Yeah, I know he's known Nibbit for a while, but he talks with Klotz and myself like he's known us forever. And he's just the coolest guy. And that's the kind of thing you're getting on Breaking the Panel. It's out right now. Really, go
listen
to that.
Not like that uppity Mike Zapsack. Jeez, that guy. Don't get me started on him.
I was thinking of the uppity Nibbit. It comes in, well, let's stay on track, guys. And do the news.
Darn right.
No, you're right. Yeah, he keeps it. So, yeah, I mean, we had Alice Dranger on, who's a great female voice in comics. We're reaching out to other fun, cool people who are doing things in the comic world. I've got a line on somebody who just opened a comic book store, and she's a female. So we're going to get a perspective on what it's like not just to run a store, but to run it from that side of things. So,
right.
You know, just go listen. It's a lot of fun, and you're going to love it.
It's worth it.
All right. Yeah, let's just say bye until next week, and we hope you have fun playing with the geese.
Sounds good. See y'all.